My dad was driving his kids to church on Easter Sunday. And as he was driving his kids, he was just trying to explain to them about Easter. He was just trying to explain to them how Jesus rose from the dead and how he is alive. And to his surprise, his three-year-old child was in the back seat, immediately shouted and said, "Dad, will Jesus be in church today?" You know, what a powerful reminder from this young boy or girl that Jesus is not only in the church, because we worship a God, he's in our lives, he's also in our midst. Wherever you are today, my friend, God is with us, right? In our homes, in our lives, in the places that we work, the places we go. You know, we can always enjoy God's presence because he is with us. Let me start by bringing you Easter greetings together with my wife, Florence, and also with my two daughters, Jasmine and Rahel. We pray that the living Lord will continue to be with you, to lead you, to bless you, you know, and to challenge you, and to richly, that you and I will richly experience God's blessings. You know, Easter is a wonderful occasion. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of sometimes like a festive season. It's also a time where we gather together as families, right? We want to have meal together. We want to just rejoice for what God has done in our lives and also in the world. But when you go back 2,000 years ago, when Jesus rose from the dead on that particular day, it was not a joyful day. You know, the disciples were afraid. The people who followed the Lord Jesus Christ were afraid because the Roman soldiers were just after them to arrest them, to put them into prison. They were in darkness, in gloom. They were uncertain about their future. There was fear. There was anxiety. It is not the way that you and I celebrate. They were filled with questions and doubts. You know, the passage which I would like to speak on is found in John chapter 20, verses 19 to 22. We want to draw from this particular passage what God is doing in our lives. What is the resurrected Savior doing in our lives? And because of what he does, you and I can live a resurrected life. Let's pray and ask God to help us. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can worship a God who rose from the dead. He died for us. And today he is alive. He is alive in our lives, O God. And we pray, God, as we read your word, as we meditate on your word, Father, we want to be assured. We want to have a heartwarming experience in our life, Father, knowing that you are with us. Your presence is always felt in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to John chapter 20, verses 19 to 20. This incident took place on the day of the resurrection. It was an evening time when the disciples, out of fear, were gathered in the room. Just not knowing what to do, they were afraid. And this is how the passage goes. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What a powerful passage. But to give a background, what's happening here, you know, you realize the passage says the door was shut. You know why? There was fear. There was fear that they will be arrested, they will be put into prison because they have been following the Lord Jesus Christ. There was sadness in the lives of the disciple. Just take a moment of just try to imagine, you know, what was happening in the minds of the disciple. Probably Peter and John were saying, you know, we heard that he rose from the dead, but we are not so sure about it because we do not know. That's what we heard. Maybe these other disciples would have said, you know, what's going to happen to our lives? We are here. We are unable to be out celebrating the feast of the Passover. Maybe some of them were thinking, did I make the wrong choice in my life? I should have not followed this, the Master. Can you imagine? The room was full of confusion. It was gloom. There was fear. There was anxiety. And maybe they were just looking at one another with doubts, with questions, with mixed feelings. My friends, I do not know where you are. Maybe the situation of today makes sense like that. It's about an uncertain future. But wherever we are in our lives, right, maybe in our lives, you know, the Lord knows. And the first thing which I rejoice when I read this particular passage is in verse 19, it says that Jesus came and stood in their midst. What a powerful Lord that we have. Even though the doors were locked so that no one can enter, but Jesus came. Nothing is able to stop the presence of God, my friend. He came and he stood and he was right in the midst of them. You know, when I was trying to just read this passage, I was just reminded there were numerous occasions in the life of the disciples when they saw Jesus coming and standing in their midst and making his presence known. I believe all of us are familiar with the story when the disciples were on the boat and all of a sudden there was a storm. There was fear, there was anxiety, but then Jesus came and he calmed the storm and also the minds of the people. What a powerful reminder that he is in our midst as you're worshiping God in your homes. Let me remind you, let me assure you that he is with us. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. He's always in the midst of us, my friend. God is there. And he wants us to experience his presence. You know, when you look at this, the passages in Revelation, you realize when John writes, you know, he always mentions, right, that Jesus is in the midst of the candlestick. He's always in the midst of our lives. The question is, do you realize? Or do you know that he is with us even today? As Christians who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the assurance that God gives us, that his presence is always felt. Even in the moments of anxiety, you know, God assures us of his presence. In moments of difficulty, he says, I'm there. In moments of darkness, even he's there. As the psalmist reminds us, even though I walk through the valley of darkness, Lord, I don't fear evil because you are with me. The first thing that Jesus did was to reveal his presence. You know, his presence made a difference. And I was just excited to see the particular passage, to see what was the next word that Jesus gave to the disciples. You know, when you look at the passage, he told them, right? He said, peace be with you. Not one time, a few times you see the word is just been echoed again and again. I think that is what the disciples needed. They wanted peace because there was fear in the room. There was anxiety in the room. There were questions in the room. And Jesus came and gave them the peace. You know, when I look at the word peace, Jesus is not just there to just calm our hearts, my friend. I see that he is there to give us peace with God. And because of Jesus, you know, today you and I can call God Abba Father. We can have a personal, relational relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can walk with the Lord. We can talk to Him. We can have a fellowship with Him. And because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, because of the forgiveness that we receive, you know, today you and I can have peace with God. As Romans chapter 5, Paul reminds in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that we have peace with God. You know, the peace of God doesn't stop there itself. If you look at passages of the way of scriptures, you realize because of the peace that I have, because of the forgiveness that I experience, the joy that is in my heart, I'm able to have peace with my fellow brothers and sisters. I'm able to love others. I'm able to see the way Jesus would see another person. You know, that's the kind of peace that God gives us. That we are able to have peace with brothers and sisters. We can share with them gospel so that they too will experience God's peace. You know, Jesus is so wonderful. He reveals His presence and He gives us the word that we need, that is peace. He says, peace be with you, peace be with you. And because of the resurrected Christ, my friend, not only we have peace in our hearts, we can have peace in our homes. Whatever the situation that we may be in, or whatever times that we might be in today, we can have that peace because it is only Christ who's able to give us the peace. Thirdly, when you look at John chapter 20, verse 21, let me read the particular verse. And there's the promise that God is giving us. In verse 21, again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Can you imagine? His disciples were in the room with fear. Probably when they saw Jesus, they were telling themselves, you know, they were ashamed of themselves because they were not there at the cross. They were not there to help the Savior. They ran away. They denied. But instead of criticizing them, and our wonderful Savior is so wonderful, he gives a purpose to them. He says, as the Father has sent me, He says, I'm sending you, not out of this room, but I'm sending you. He's giving them a global vision, my friend, mission to fulfill. I am sending you. I want you to go in my name. You know, what a powerful Savior that we have. He has a purpose for each and every one of our life. And in the day of Pentecost, I think all of us are very familiar when the Spirit of God came upon the apostles. You know, Peter was just preaching a very powerful message, and thousands were coming. Can you imagine? This man who said, I do not know him. He became a powerful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ because he realized that God is able to use me. He realized that God has a call for my life. As Paul writes to the church in Ephesus chapter 2, verse 10, you know, that we are God's workmanship prepared for good works, my friend. You know, each and every one of us have a purpose. God has gifted us with gifts, with spiritual gifts. And He wanted us, you know, to go out, to be a great witness for Him. So wherever you are, my friend, we have the good news of the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world is so hungry. They want to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to hear the gospel of joy, the gospel of peace and hope that comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I are sent, my friend. As the Father has sent me, Jesus is sending us. And lastly, let me finish with this. You know, he's not just sending them alone, but he says in verse 22, he says, and with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them. He breathed new life into the disciple and said, receive the Holy Spirit. In other words, you receive me, I am with you. My power is in you. My power is there with you at every moment of your life. And Jesus breathed into them. Dear my friend, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Charles Spurgeon once said, and let me read his words. He said, without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are as sheep without the wind, branches without sap, and like coals without fire. Without the Spirit of God in us, without the Holy Spirit of God living in our lives, taking control of our lives, leading us, we are just nothing. We are like sheep without wind, my friend. And so today, you know, we are assured of God's presence in our life. God wants to live in our lives, my friend. The resurrected Savior wants to live in our lives to give us hope, to give us peace, you know, and to use us for His glory, that the world will know the joy, peace, salvation comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me end with this. I was reading about G. Campbell Morgan. I think some of us know that he was many years ago, he was a very great writer. He wrote numerous books about the Lord Jesus Christ, about prayer, about spiritual disciplines, about the cries of the Lord. Very prolific writer and a great Bible teacher. When he was a young man, G. Campbell Morgan used to visit, two elderly ladies because he wanted to read the scriptures to them. So one day he was reading Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, and he read this passage, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. After he read that particular verse, he told them, isn't this a wonderful promise? And to his surprise, one of the ladies quickly replied, young man, this is not a promise. It is a fact. In other words, it is a fact. It is not just a promise. It is a fact that Jesus is with us in our midst. He knows what's happening in our lives. He gives us the peace which the world cannot give us, my friend. He gives us the peace in whatever circumstances we are in. We have peace with God. We can have peace with one another, and we can live a life of peace because Jesus is with us. And we know what we are living for. God gives us a purpose. Right? He gives us a purpose to be the instruments of God's blessings, my friend, to share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're not alone. You have the power of the Holy Spirit with you. What a joy to know that I have the Holy Spirit of God. I have Jesus in me. I want to pray with you today. I pray that, each and every one of us will be living a life that people will see Christ. They'll see Christ's presence in our lives. They will see the peace of God just dwelling in our lives. There will be great witnesses. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you because we worship a resurrected Savior who is alive today, oh God. He's alive. And so, Lord, we pray. Help us, Lord, to enjoy your presence each and every moment. Wherever we are, in whatever situations we be in, oh God, let us enjoy your presence, Father. And help us to know that you're the one who gives us peace. And there's always a purpose, Father. And our life is worth living for Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, that we have your Spirit. We have you, O God, in our lives, dwelling in the core of our lives, Father, just leading us and guiding us. We bless you. In Jesus' name.